Now, in about 18 months, in October 2019 to be exact, tourists will probably no longer be able to climb Uluru, which is one of Australia's most iconic symbols right in the centre of the Northern Territory. It's a decision that's been mostly welcomed, or at least accepted by tour organisations, although some fear other sacred sites will follow suit and also restrict tourist access. Adelaide Ng spoke with Tourism Central Australia's CEO Stephen Schwer and first asked him what he thought of the decision to ban the Uluru climb.
Do you see that as a necessary decision? What is the position?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, it's a decision that we've supported for a number of years. Tourism Central Australia was actually involved in the development of the park plan back in 2010 that originally floated the idea of closing the climb for a range of reasons. There's safety is a big factor. Obviously, the cultural issues is a major factor as well. The fact that that Uluru is a sacred site itself, as well as having a number of very sensitive sacred sites around the rock, the climb itself was an offence, or is an offence, to the Ananu, who are the traditional owners of the land. But as well as that, the pollution issues. There's a lot of environmental degradation that has occurred on the rock and around the rock because of people climbing it. So we'd like to make sure that the rock is preserved in its proper fashion for future generations, and so are the water holes around the base and all of the vegetation and the flora and fauna. So, yeah, for those three main reasons, we support the closure of the climb. And also, I mean, to be honest, there are so many other ways that you can experience the rock these days that there's no reason to climb it.
What are some of the other ways?
Yeah, sure. So there's the Segway tours around the base. There's also the bike tours around the base. There's also a number of both free and paid tour guided options around the rock. There's also the Skyship, which is soon to be released, which is an aerial experience involved with the rock. There's also the helicopter flights, as well as the fixed wing scenic flights. There's Uluru Skydive. There are camel tours. There's the Sounds of Silence dinner. There's the Field of Light experience as well. And all of those, plus a range of other ways you can experience the rock. There's lots of on-country bush food tours and all sorts of bits and pieces. So it's really just not necessary anymore to climb it to feel like you've been there and experienced it.
I have heard that there are people whose sole goal travelling to Australia is to climb Uluru. Is that something that is true from what you've seen over the years?
To be honest, probably it used to be a lot more prevalent than it is these days. Yes, there still are some, but an ever-waning number of people. The more people find out about why we would prefer people don't climb the rock, the more people say, oh, I didn't realise, and don't do it. And this is the thing, I think it's actually a matter of education rather than anything else. Yes, there are still a number of people who still, despite all of the reasons for why we would prefer people don't climb the rock, who still climb it. But to be honest, that's an ever diminishing number. It's less than 20% of people that enter the park these days that climb the rock, and it's diminishing at a rate of knots every year.
I'm just wondering, in the short term, do you think there will be an impact on tourist numbers?
No, not at all. And what's interesting about it is there are far more people who complain that the rock climb is still open than complain about it being closed. The thing is, it's not a short-term issue. This is something that we've actually been talking about for over a decade. We've been moving towards this position. And so there's a lot of information out there about it. And that's why the numbers are now less than 20% of the people that go into the park climb the rock, and that's still decreasing. And as well as that, it's still another year off yet, so there's still another year to inform people. But as I said, we get far more complaints from people who are offended that the rock climb is still open versus those who complain that it's going to be closed next year.
Okay, that would be locals, I take?
No.
Tourists?
We operate a visitor information centre. So we get those complaints via our website, via email, via our social media accounts, through the information centre, all of those kinds of different methods. From travellers and locals, it's not from Particularly the Europeans are still very offended that that sacred site isn't protected.
Do you know if other sacred sites are considering restrictions or banning access?
And this is the confusion, I think, that the ban of the climb creates, especially in a binary world where people think that, you know, if you're not for it, you must be against it. And so that kind of opinion lacks nuance. The idea of the closure of the climb is not banning access to Uluru, because as I've mentioned before, there's still plenty of other ways to access it. There are certainly some restrictions around, for example, the request not to photograph certain parts of the rock and certain parts of Katajuta as well. And those are respectful requests that the local Anangu people make of travellers, because there are some sites that are more sacred than others that they would prefer people don't distribute on through their networks. And so with our region, we already have a lot of those kinds of restrictions in place and those kind of respectful requests that people do certain things and behave in certain ways to ensure that we don't cause offence, and also to ensure the preservation of the site.
I've just seen that in northern New South Wales, Mount Warning and also Daintree in Queensland, they could be looking at restricting some access to tourists. Is that something you've heard anything about?
No, it's not. But whenever those kinds of things occur, what inevitably happens is the assumption is made that therefore that means all access will be denied, which is never the case. For example, as I said, with Uluru, it's not that we're banning access to Uluru, it's that we're closing the climb, which was actually a white construct anyway in the last 80-odd years. There's plenty of other ways to access it, so that climb doesn't need to be there anymore. So I think people always have these knee-jerk reactions whenever it comes to management of sacred sites, that they think, it's all going to be closed. That's never the case. It's usually, almost always, that what is actually happening is they're just working out ways of managing the number of visitors there to make sure that the traditional owners are respected, but people still get the experience that they want.
Do you know how long it'll take to rejuvenate the land after the ban on the climb takes effect?
Yeah, look, it's an interesting question, and it's one that we're looking into at the moment. Particularly the climb site itself will take quite a number of years. I mean, there is some irreparable damage, and that is things like it has caused a divot in that pathway because of the amount of people who have done it in the past. There's also the sensitive issue of removing the chain that helps people climb it. That chain at points is bolted into the rock, and so removing that in a way that doesn't damage the rock but also removes the human-made contraption there is going to be a very sensitive issue, so we're not sure how long or how that's going to happen. And then the rejuvenation of the water holes is another thing that's going to take quite a number of years. So, yeah, we're not sure at the moment, but it is going to stretch into some number of years before the site is back to what it most likely would have been before the climb started.
And just to clarify, no tourists are allowed to climb, but the local Aboriginal tribe, they're still going to be climbing the rock?
No.
No one is allowed.
No. It's a sacred site, and so Anangu have never climbed that rock. And that's, it's a very sensitive topic.
So even now they don't, it's only tourists who climb it?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
No trouble at all, Adeline. I'll catch you around.
That was Adeline Ng there speaking with Stephen Schwer of Tourism Central Australia on the ban on climbing Uluru, which is also known by its English name as Ayers Rock. You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.